Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, this is Game Preview. There's no game this week. We're right at the halfway point of the season. Let's talk about what's happened so far. Disappointing 3-5 record. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think we're all disappointed because of the slow start, because we had such extreme expectations in the coming in from the offseason. We all know what the capabilities are of this offense, and they still are. That's the unique thing about this. I don't think you need a redevelopment of your scheme going through the bye week. You just need a reorganization and a re-emphasis and a rededication by all the players to get back to the job that's expected of them.
I'm going to ask you a very difficult question. I don't even know if you're going to have an answer, but if anyone's going to have an answer, it's you. All the weapons on offense, this offense is high-powered like we've never seen before here with the Bears. What's been the matter with it?
I think it's everybody waiting for the next guy to make the big play. And they showed capabilities of it going back to the Atlanta game when Jay threw the big 70-plus yarder to Alshon Jeffery and sort of got the momentum rolling for the game. But you cannot wait for that opportunity to happen. They do have the big play weaponry. When they need to do that, they can. But it's about the consistency of every single play, from play one to play 70 during the course of the game. And nobody gets a chance to take a play off. And it is about knowing your assignments, making sure there are no mental errors. Because they give the effort, you just can't have a mental breakdown every other play, because that completely derails the big picture of the system.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. I thought the defense was making a lot of progress the first couple games of the season. The Bears were 2-1. Things were looking up. They've lost 4 out of the last 5. The defense has struggled. An embarrassing outing in New England, 45-7 early in the third quarter. What's been happening with the defense?
I think it's the ability to adjust during the course of the game. And one thing about the talent on this football team, if you do have a passer that's consistent in his position, they do have the defensive line firepower to control that atmosphere. But the key ingredient here is when the quarterback is in control of the game, it's the other parts, the back seven, that have to be organized, they have to be ferocious, they have to be physical. And that's the portion. It has to be a complete defensive effort, but it also has to be complemented by the offense, by time of possession and scoring, field position related to special teams. So I think it's too much if you're asking the defense to completely revamp the second half of this football season. It is about the total team, about every facet that needs to contribute. And if they do get the 36-minute time of possession, that's going to be less time the defense is on the field. They'll be fresher and playing faster.
You were on the greatest team in Chicago Bears history, 1985. You were also on some teams that underachieved. This team is underachieving with all the talent. Each player, take me into their minds. What does each player do moving forward, going to the second half of the season? Do they look in the mirror and think about what they can do best? What do they do in terms of their teammates? Tell me about that mentality.
You know, I think it's understanding you got to play to the whistle, and you have to finish every play positively. You can go through the course of the season, like the coaches will do during the course of the week, and look at every single play. In every single play, it may be head placement, it might be a foot placement, it might be a receiver being at the wrong landmark. All those things have to be corrected. And you can't only rely on the coaches to make sure those corrections are made. You have to do it as a professional and as a veteran. You know, when you're on the field of play, the coach isn't running down the field with you. You got to make sure that you're in the right position, you're at your right spot, and you're doing the right assignment.
As a player, they all talk about taking it game by game, one game at a time. You've heard all the cliches. Do you ever look at the schedule as a player and say, oh my God, we're 3-5, we can only afford to lose this game and maybe this game?
No, because you're only as good as your next performance. And I think the offensive guard should be worried about the defensive tackles and linebackers. The defensive back should be worried about the quarterbacks and the receivers. It's not about thinking in days, weeks in advance. It's about your next performance, your next practice.